child hunger is shockingly prevalent in Missouri, despite farmers and producers in the Show Me State producing millions of tons of homegrown food each and every year. We're joined in this morning's KMZU Newsmaker by Ashley McCarty, Executive Director of Missouri Farmers Care, whose organization is teaming up with ag industry leaders for a food drive to help ensure kids don't go hungry in Missouri anymore.
Missouri Farmers Care and a coalition of all of Missouri agriculture has come together for the third year of this drive to feed kids. Our focus is the fact that up to one in three kids in particularly rural Missouri have faced real and recurring hunger, that they have had situations in which they've not known how to fill their empty tummies or where their next meal may come from. And as agriculture, as producers of food, we feel the need to stand in the gap for those children to help them be prepared to be as successful as possible through their future. And you can't focus on school, can't focus on a brighter tomorrow when you're distracted by hunger and a rumbling tummy. So we have come together in partnership with Missouri FFA students, the Missouri State Fair, and many other partners to do something about that need that is real and pressing in our communities. So in the last few years, we have collected thousands of pounds of canned non-perishable food items. Last year at the Missouri State Fair, 700 FFA students came together on their last day of summer and packed well over 100,000 child-friendly meals that then are distributed to communities throughout our state. And then in addition, we've raised resources, last year $160,000, to go to the food banks who are on the front line of addressing that hunger to provide for those child-friendly meals. And it is so satisfying to know that we are doing something to impact brighter tomorrows in our communities.
Now, as you mentioned, this is especially prevalent in rural areas. Why is it that rural areas are more affected than, say, suburban or urban areas by child hunger?
You know, our first, especially those of us who live in rural Missouri, when we think of hunger, many of us think of the city. But when you dig in, and on our website, we've got county-by-county data, so you can see the reality where you live. But, you know, services are much more sparse in our rural communities. We don't have the dense population, and so it may be harder for people in rural Missouri to find aid. Or it may just be the pride of our lifestyles that makes it harder to admit when things have really, you know, a job loss or a health issue in a family or something else has brought us to a point that we're seeking assistance. And so with that, we want to reach out and know that Missouri farmers and ranchers are producing more food than ever and doing it more efficiently than ever with an eye towards, you know, long-term sustainability and productivity. And though that abundance, which you'll see across the countryside in corn piles and other things at harvest, just may not reach the tables of our neighbors. And so this is a measure that we can address here and now to make sure that our neighbors aren't left behind as we continue to produce food to feed our growing communities and a world that needs more resources.
Now, as you mentioned, this drive culminates with the Missouri State Fair. But between now and then, how can people get involved, and does Missouri Farmers Care provide food for children before the fair?
So we are raising funds that will then be presented at the last concert of the Missouri State Fair. And so there are a lot of ways to give. Our website, mofarmerscare.com, has links that go directly to Feeding Missouri, the coalition of food banks that people can give. There is a text option to give this year. And then we'll also be collecting resources at the state fair. So we did then distribute those monies and the food packed and raised to the Feeding Missouri Coalition at the State Fair to create that bright start for the new school year. There are a lot of ways for people to get involved. So not only giving of our time through the State Fair, those FFA students that we invite to come join us to pack well over 100,000 meals again this year, we'll also have leaders packing buddy packs or backpacks to head home with kids over the weekend. And then there's an opportunity for Missouri Farmers Care Food Drive Tuesday that not only can you give, but any fair growers that bring a minimum of two canned items to the state fair get in for an amazing $2 admission to the state fair on Tuesday, August 13th. There's a lot of options and a lot of ways to be involved with this drive to feed kids and in our communities.
To find out more, including information about how to donate to the 2019 Drive to Feed Kids, visit our website, kmzu.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 to catch the latest KMCU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.